194, the number one hit music station, got the chance to grab Grant Kaczynski on the phone right now. You know him better as the man taking over the venue at the Hub tomorrow night. It's Grizz. How's it going, dude?
What's up, man? Not bad. How you doing?
Doing awesome, man. Seeing that you are just all over the road right now. Of course, to stop in Fargo tomorrow. Making your way out to Snowball in Denver, right?
Yeah. I hit you guys 2 days before, man. We get to do some new shit and do some warm-up stuff and test some new shit out on y'all.
That's what I like to hear, man. The new stuff in Fargo. We're more than happy to be the test hamsters. But before we hit up that show at the venue, gotta ask, you know, Snowball in Denver, it's all outdoors. You think you're ready for the cold, man?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're used to the brutal 20s, man.
You're going to fit right up in here in Fargo tomorrow night then, man. Going to be an awesome show at the venue. So, you know, anytime I talk with anyone about Grizz, they all say, yeah, that's the producer with the saxophone. But being as skilled as you are, is that the only instrument that you got? Are you the type of guy that can pick up any old thing and just play the heck out of it?
When I was in the band, man, I'll tell you what. If you give me a clarinet, a flute, a trombone, a tuba, I'll play everything.
I bet that worked awesome back with the clarinet, trying to pick up some chicks with the clarinet. I hear that works awesome, man.
Oh, man, every time, man. He's got a charm.
It's Grant Kaczynski. You know him as Grizz. So, Grizz, when did this light bulb go off for you that you thought, hey, man, I can do this. I'm going to go after this thing.
Well, I've been producing music for a little bit throughout my life. You know, we've started off, I mean, maybe this is not kosher to say, but we started off smoking weed, and then we had this computer program that we were obsessed with doing. And then we kind of got, you know, as the electronic music scene started evolving, I went to go see a few shows, and I was like, I can totally do this. I could be that guy up there. And I was, you know, worked as hard as I possibly could, dropped out of school and ate, like, tuna fish out of the can and, like, chocolate pudding for, like, months straight, just, like, scrapping together, like, loose change so I could survive, man, but we made it.
I'd absolutely say you made it, man, especially looking at the people you've toured with and have actually been at the venue earlier this year, Bass Nectar, Pretty Lies, Big Gigantic. When you tour with those guys, what can you take for them while you're on the tour?
Man, those guys, they're veterans, man. They're pros. They know what they're doing, you know? On top of being fantastic producers and being fantastic people, they're also amazing entertainers and performers. And being able to just tap into that, talk with these guys and see what they're doing, take away a lot of veteran experience. You know, build upon that and understand where they're coming from and how you can usher in, like, more new, dope, fresh ideas.
And I have to ask this, too, because the same thing people ask me when I'm telling them you can go download his whole Rebel Era online, free. It's completely free. Why give away the music for free?
The free download idea is kind of stems from the idea that I'm not going to, you know, sell you this product that's like a product of emotion. It's like a product of a feeling. And on top of that, like, you know, digital data, it's not even tangible. Like, I can't even have you download anything and touch it, you know, like it's just sound. I'm not theme park. I'm not going to sell you a cheap trick, you know, but if you want to come and see my show, like that's how I want you guys to experience music, you know, live with when I can, like, see you and be present.
One thing for sure, I'm going to be present there tomorrow night, man. But last thing we got to do, rapid fire questions. You think you're ready for this?
Let's do it.
Mexican food or Chinese food?
Chinese food.
Miley Cyrus, Jennifer Lawrence.
Working all day. Miley.
Last question, man. Any chance I can get a chest bump with you before you get on stage tomorrow night at the venue?
Absolutely, man. Bring it on.
Perfect, man. It's Grizz. Tomorrow night, venue at the Hub. Going to be an awesome show. Make sure to score your tickets right here on 194. Get over there tomorrow night. Check it out. Grizz, can't thank you enough for stepping on with us today, man.
All right, man. Can't wait to see all y'all out there, man. Peace out. Thanks for the time.